As it is, April is for getting irritated all over again at this pointless, time-consuming hobby. I do not understand people who claim to love gardening. A garden is an extension of oneself, or selves, and so it has to be an arena where striving does not cease, but continues by other means. As an example, you simply have to face the moment when you must admit that the lettuce was planted too deep, or was not watered enough. Cease hoping it will show itself tomorrow, and dig up the row again. But you will feel better for not standing on your dignity. And that's what gardening is all about, character building, which is why Adam was a gardener. And we all know where it got him, too. But is it conceivable that the father of us should have been a weaver, shoemaker, or anything but a gardener? Of course not. Only the gardener is capable of endlessly reviving so much hope that this year, regardless of drought, flood, typhoon, or his own stupidity, this year he is going to do it right. Leave it to God to have picked the proper occupation for his only creature capable of such self-delusion. I suppose it should be added, for honesty's sake, that the above was written on one of the coldest days in December.